Hello, welcome to the pre-show for today, the 9th of January, 2020. And we are going to do an encore show for you tomorrow or today. This is from the 9th of January, 2019. Boy, oh boy, I just got done today. We did, I went out and filmed with Pat and the guys. I don't think I'm talking out of school. More interview segments for this documentary the guys are filming about me, and that's all I know about it. I don't call them. I don't ask them. I don't. I probably there are people who would tell me that you should be more involved, but I don't. I believe in journalism, and journalism should be unaffected by the actual subject that it's investigating. Right? It's the decision of whoever the documentarian is. It's not mine. But having said all that bullshit, we went out today filming. I came home. I did not sleep well last night because my sleep is for shit these days. And I got back and I could feel a little bit of that fucking nose shit going on, you know, where when I got my original cold. And so I'm like, God damn it, you better not get this fucking thing. Man, it's just been a rough winter, man. I mean, a rough fucking winter. By the way, the video today reflects a decidedly skinny Phil Hendry. I'm way skinnier than I am now. This is on my way to 210 pounds. Right here, I was probably around 220. Today, I'm sitting here at about 230. So I put the weight back on. It's really hard to pull that weight off, but I'm doing my thing, man. I'm, you know, in my diet. I'm eating my fucking vegan shit. But when you see this guy Hendry from last year, Christ, do I look skinny. I don't look healthy. And there's some kind of a bruise on my fucking forehead, too. I don't know what this is. Someone kicked my ass or something. That's not a healthy looking guy there. Yeah, what happened to my forehead? I must have bumped it in something. All right, so we're going to go back to that intrepid time of 2019, last year, as Phil takes shit from the panel for having a throat cold so bad he's making every one of them sound rotten. Phil goes through the history of his dieting. He's 5 pounds away from 210. So I was 215, and this year I'm 15 pounds heavier than I was last year. It's hard, man. It's hard, baby. What kind of coffee was I drinking back then? Oh, anyway. I wonder if I had my Keurig machine back then. But anyway. Let's see. Now I want to see what's on TCM. Oh, look at that. What the hell? So what I want to do here is I'm just going to send myself a quick little email reminder of what the log is for that particular day. That's what we do here on the old pre-show. If you're just joining us as a new subscriber, you will note that we involve you in our pre-show. And the pre-show is extremely unstructured. It's extremely loose. There's a lot of talk that some people find offensive because I talk about politics, and I don't do it to piss people off. I do it because that's, you have to do it, you know. So it's a part of just doing a unedited review of everything that's happening in your head. I may talk about a bunch of politics in the pre-show and never deal with it in the podcast. In fact, we don't deal with politics in the podcast at fucking all anymore. We used to, not anymore. All right. What's last January 2019? Okay, so that's there. Now I'm going to go over to the... Oh, guess what? I didn't put in a recipient. Right. Boom. Okay. Now the trip is to... See, was it April, March 2002? February 2001? Jeez, I got done last night late and I wrote the show log, and I forgot to send it. This morning I wake up, and there's the guys from the tech support guys going, where's the show log? And I, shit, it was sitting right there in the message box, and I forgot to hit send. Kind of a goofy thing, you know. I'm so behind on stuff that I got to do. So anyway, what am I doing? What am I looking for? I'm really pushed. Less than March 2002, April 2003, May 2000. Okay, so March 2002, February 2001. Well, let's see, man. What we can do here. February 2001, Dr. Jim Sandler. Oh, did we already? And a cloth diaper service owner. He claims that the kids who went out in the freezing cold did so because their disposable diapers were too hot. I remember doing this bit. Second on our feet, Bob McGraw, McGraw Industries. Bob is raising money for the Seattle quake by selling earthquake kits for $250. The money is going to multiple charities, but Bob can't remember their names, so it's best to make the checks out directly to Bob. I remember when that Seattle earthquake happened. You guys remember it was in 2000 and, what is this, 2001, February 2001. Okay. And I was sitting in my studio at Premiere, and I had Mark Newman there, and Amir Forrester, who was our public, who was our public relations person for Premiere, was sitting next to me. And we were playing the audio of some people in a studio in Seattle talking on the air and then feeling the earthquake. And the guy, you could kind of hear stuff shaking. It sounded exactly like an earthquake. And the dude goes, the cat who was on there goes, that's an earthquake. And poor Amir, it affected her so emotionally, she had to leave the room. She almost started to bawl because the sensory memory of that just came rolling back to her, what it feels like to be in an earthquake, which, you know, can be really fucking scary if it's if it doesn't stop pretty soon. I mean, we had one here the other night, 3.7, that was pretty much near. It was seven or 8 miles away from Port Hueneme in the Pacific Ocean, so it hit us pretty good. And I felt the house shaking, man, for a good 5 seconds. That's long. That's a long goddamn time with an earthquake. The initial stage of an earthquake. Now you're going to feel some shuddering, maybe up to 10 seconds. And then there's such a thing as an aftershock, which major quakes have aftershocks. But it can really get to you, man. Okay, so let's see. We're going to do a second hour, Bob McGraw. I think so. I like this idea of Bob McGraw on the second hour. And I'm going to copy that over. And I'm going to go over here to back to Eddie there on TCM. Oh, man. All right, we got that, man. So, Scarface from the book by Armitage Trail. Is this the one with Paul Muni? Story by Ben Hecht, who later formed a production company with Burt Lancaster. It's a United Artists picture. This is the one with Paul Muni, the classic. And he's ducks like this, you know. What's the game? You know, I think this is the movie. These early gangster movies, they tried to get the dialogue right and everything, but it was always very Hollywood-y, you know. Tony's mother, detective chief. Boris Karloff plays Gaffney. Boris Karloff was a hood. Listen, watch this one. I think he gets gunned down in a bowling alley, if I'm not mistaken. Howard Hawks. All right. Let's do this, baby. Yeah. Let me see. I gotta rewind my... This picture is an indictment of gang rule in America and the callous indifference of the government to this constantly increasing menace to our safety and liberty. Until a guy named Tom Dewey came along, you know. I hear it. Here it is. So what I got to do here is find the thing. I just put my thing from this. Oh, I see what happened. Yeah, I'm going this thing. You know, I'm going to get rid of that. Lost 80 pounds. I went from 200 and I 80 pounds.
Well, you were almost at one point. You were over 300 pounds.
Space heater, meaning just the surface has to be fumigated at least because the.
I said somebody turn the heat up.
What is with you? I'm collecting. Okay, thank you, Margaret. All right, so I want to get through this out. Okay.
Yeah. There's a
fully acknowledge it. But there was a. What are you looking at, Margaret?
Robert Little. Red dick.
Hang on, you. The hour.
Yeah, you sound wonderful.
So, this time last year, I was battling a cold. I don't even remember it. I do not remember having a cold this time last year. I do remember this time last year getting close to my target weight of 210. It was insane, man. I mean, it was just the fact that I did. That's twice now in my life that I've had to fight my way back to 210, only to find out that the doctor said to me, well, 195 would be better. That was really a bummer. And what I really needed to do is to only get down to 205. I had a friend of mine tell me that I didn't look good when I lost all that weight. I'm looking at myself here, and I didn't look all that great. Well, you guys can decide for yourselves as today. We take a look. There I am. And we're going to begin